HarperCollins presents The Kid Who Came From Space by Ross Welford, read by Chris Coxon and Sarah Ovens.
Part 1. Search continues for missing 12-year-old. Kielder, Northumberland, 27th of December. Northumbria police are seeking the public's help to find a 12-year-old girl missing from Kielder Village, Northumberland, since Christmas Eve. Tamara Tammy Tate was last seen leaving her home near the Stargazer public house on a bicycle at around 6 p.m. on the 24th of December. She is described as white, around 160 centimetres tall, of medium build, with blonde hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing blue jeans and a red North Face branded puffer jacket. Volunteer teams and police have spent 2 days searching the forests and moors surrounding the remote village near the border between England and Scotland. Anyone who may have seen Tamara or has any information in relation to her current whereabouts is urged to contact the police. If you have information for the police, contact PoliceLink on 131411 or call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000.
Chapter 1. Helianne. I read the sign again, glowing in front of me. Type of organism, human, female. Origin, Earth. Age, about 12 years. This brand new exhibit will be introduced to the wider Earth Zone exhibition when emotional stability has been achieved. I looked at the bedraggled creature, and I wanted to reach through the unseen barrier and hold its hand. This was neither allowed nor possible. The barrier would have repelled me with a painful shock. Its hair. All right, I must stop saying it. The sign says it is a female, and so it should be her. Her hair fell in tight twists. I should have liked to see it when it was clean. Her pale and hairless skin was dotted with darker spots. Freckles, they are called in her language. Her clothes were similar to those worn by the other humans in Earth Zone. She had trousers of a coarse-looking fabric and a thick-looking padded item of a lighter shade on top, while her feet were clad in big shoes fastened with looped cord. Her face was dirty and streaked with tears, and her eyes shone wet and bloodshot. She had been weeping. This is normal. Humans do it a lot. Although the atomic-level mechanical medication that had been given to her had closed down a lot of her primary cognitive functions. Wait, is this too complicated? Philip suggests I should write, her brain had been made slow by the drugs she had been given. And that is, I suppose, close enough. I shall let you decide. Despite this, there was a spark of life in her eyes. Perhaps the dosage was imperfectly calculated, or she had an ability to resist some of the medication. Anyhow, she looked at me, and I was struck by how very expressive human faces are. She put her hand to her chest, and for a brief moment, I thought she was making the sign of the Harters, but obviously she was not. She looked at me intensely and said, "Tammy." Just that. Those two syllables. She did it again. Tammy. I glanced over both of my shoulders, but nobody was watching as I held up my PG and recorded this bit. Communicating with the exhibits is not exactly prohibited, but nor is it encouraged. Is that her name? I wondered. I repeated the syllables she had said, although the sounds were hard for me to duplicate. Tammy, I said. She nodded her head and made a weird face, as though she wanted to laugh and cry at the same time, which I did not understand, and still do not. Not fully. Human beings are strange. I imitated her gesture and said my name. The human female tried to repeat it. It sounded nothing at all like my name. She tried again and got a little closer. I practiced the sounds a couple of times, and then tried saying my name in a way she might be able to repeat. Helianne, I said, and a slow smile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?